And a media conference has got underway. The Chief Coroner, Judge Deborah Marshall, and the Acting Assistant Commissioner, Bruce Bird, they are giving us more information about the identification and coronial processes following the Whakaari White Island eruption. The Chief Coroner is about to start speaking.
We will be working as hard as we can to return any deceased to their whānau. I have declared a mass fatality incident, which means that a number of agencies are now working together to resolve this tragedy. As the District Commander has said, we will be using the nationally recognised Interpol standards for victim identification, and that includes our fellow stakeholders, pathologists, the police, ESR scientists, forensic odontologists and others, and they have all gathered together for this purpose. The stages that we will go through is first the collection of what we call ante-mortem data. So that is information about the person we believe to be deceased gathered before their death. So, for example, what they were last wearing, what jewellery they might have, any scars or tattoos that might identify them. And then there are people at this, there will be people, we hope, at the scene of this tragedy, gathering evidence from there. The pathologists gather further evidence during the post-mortem examination, and those post-mortems have started already in Auckland. All that information is then gathered together and presented to the coroner, who will decide whether the information is sufficient to identify the person involved. Most of the bodies will be taken to the Auckland mortuary, but if there are any further deaths in hospitals, this may not be necessary. That is because the cause of death will be known from the hospital records, and these people may have already been identified while they were in hospital, so we may not need to do a post-mortem on those victims. Business as usual for coroners is obviously continuing, and Deputy Chief Coroner Brant Shortland is in charge of that. So deaths that occur that are not related to White Island will get the same level of treatment as they always do. Thank you.
Questions? How many coroners are working on this?
We currently have 3 in Auckland getting ready for any identification hearings, and me.
Superintendent Bird, when did you start this operation to collect these and retrieve these bodies today?
The operation commenced on the 9th, as you are aware. The planning in terms of, you talking about recovery?
I'm talking about, you said that they're underway now, that you were trying to retrieve the bodies and collect them. You said that it started. So at what point today did that start?
So just for clarification there, we've got 6 bodies that we've taken, or 5 through from here to Auckland for the post-mortem process. One person very sadly passed in Middlemore Hospital, and that person will go there. In terms of the operation to recover the bodies, we will make decisions based on all of the facts that we have got, and we will not be moving there until the situation is safe for us to operate in.
Who's part of that advisory group? Who's part of that group that's making that?
That's a group of scientists and experts who are analysing a lot of data that's coming through from the island and other sources. They're meeting in Wellington at the moment, and we'll just wait for that process to go through.
Sam, are they just New Zealanders, or do we have international help in terms of that as well?
My understanding is it's New Zealanders, but I will actually be corrected on that. I'm not 100% certain.
Have you managed to get drones up there today or anything?
Yes, we have.
So,
Sam, do you want to go?
Yeah, can you talk us through the process of retrieving the missing or the eight people still on the island, how you get them, if you can get there today, and what happens and where do they go?
Not at this particular point in time. We're working up the plan on how we will actually go about and do that. And the reason we're not got that completely identified yet is we've got to be certain of the environmental situation out there on the island, what's that's happening, and then we can make some decisions once we've got all of that information. Safety for our staff is a huge priority for us, and we've got to get this right.
Who you have local operators, though, who say they can get out there and can retrieve those people. Do you need to listen to the locals who know the island best?
We've got scientific information that's at our disposal, and we need to assess that information before we make a decision. So that's exactly what we're doing, and we will hold on to that.
In the Greymouth mining tragedy, there were people who were potentially still alive in the mine, and police were roundly criticised for that. Does it change things, given the fact that police are absolutely convinced that there are no survivors on the island, that the remains will not add to a risk of life?
So, following the incident, we know that a local helicopter pilot went back out to the island and spent some considerable time on the island. We know from other witness statements that people made some assessments there, and we're pretty satisfied that every person on that island was not alive at the time. And you're correct, is we cannot put other people in jeopardy to go out there until we're absolutely certain that the island is actually safe.
Have police been able to contact each of the 47 families of the people that were on the island?
Yes.
We understand that the weather might be about to turn. Is that influencing this?
That is another factor that comes into the consideration.
So if we don't start the recovery effort today, does that mean it could be a week away because of that weather?
We are assessing all of the factors basically every 2 or 3 hours to see when we can go.
Is today a potential?
As I said, we're assessing all of the information that we have at the moment, and we will make those decisions once we've assessed all the information.
So you're not ruling out beginning the operation today?
Nothing is ruled out at all, and as I said, we'll wait for those assessments of information to come to us, and then decisions will be made.
How long would it take to complete that recovery operation when you're out there?
We'll have to get some information from our leader of the DVI team, but that'll be depending on what they actually find when they get onto the island to assess that going forward. So, I can't speculate on that until the experts get on the island and have a look at seeing what needs to be done.
Is there any more questions for the coroner?
Do we know, based on the bodies that we have recovered, who is on the island?
Thank you very much.
And just leaving that media conference there as it draws to a close. That was the Chief Coroner, Judge Deborah Marshall, and the Acting Assistant Commissioner, Bruce Bird, giving an update. The Chief Coroner announcing that the post-mortem process for the Whakaari White Island victims, the deaths, has started in Auckland. And it has been declared a mass fatality incident by the Chief Coroner. Three coroners in Auckland will begin working on identifying the victims of the Whakaari eruption, the six confirmed dead. As for the eight remaining on the island, believed to be deceased, the police are just updating there that they are making assessments every 2 to 3 hours over whether it is possible to attempt a retrieval today. Two factors the activity on the island itself, as described earlier to us by the GNS expert. That is constantly being assessed, as well as the potential for a turn in the weather. But they are continuing to assess every 2 to 3 hours as to whether that operation could get underway today. More information as it comes to hand online and on air. rnz.co.nz is updating all the time.